A team of 50 has been selected to represent Australia at the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang in South Korea. Most of the pre-games build-up has focused on the Russian team being forced to compete under a neutral Olympic flag and the lifting of life doping bans for 28 other Russian athletes. Australian snowboarder Scotty James will be one to look out for, while Vancouver gold medal-winning aerial skier Lydia Lasilla will be competing in a record-equaling fifth Winter Olympics. The United States has sent the most athletes to South Korea. Its 242-strong team is the largest team in Winter Olympic history. The opening ceremony will see North and South Korea march under a blue and white unification flag, while the countries will also field a joint women's ice hockey team. Competition gets underway on Saturday morning. The AFLW season continues, with a sellout game in Perth between Fremantle and Collingwood on Saturday afternoon. But after a low-scoring opening round last weekend, coaches have been asked to make changes to ensure the women's game is more entertaining. AFL head Nicole Livingston defended the right of the league to do all it can to increase its popularity.
The AFL would like to see the girls have the best opportunity to showcase. So if we need to continue to collaborate with coaching staff, we will do that. Let's see. I don't want to jump into it before we see round two. I'd rather see what we have at round two.
In the National Basketball League, SBS Viceland has live coverage of the Sydney Kings clash with the Brisbane Bullets on Saturday afternoon. Then on Sunday, the Illawarra Hawks game with the Adelaide 36ers will be shown on SBS from 3 p.m. Australia's women's tennis team takes on Ukraine in the Fed Cup tie in Canberra on Saturday and Sunday. Australia will have Ashley Barty and Daria Gavrilova competing in the singles, while doubles specialist Katie Zelacqua will line up alongside Barty in that event. A win would give Alicia Molik's team the chance to return to the World Group of Women's Tennis. And according to the Australian captain Molik, that's where they deserve to be.
If we win, then we have April as the opportunity to get ourselves back in the following year in that top echelon of women's tennis in the top eight nations in the world, because we deserve to be there, absolutely.
Australia's cricketers will look to beat England for the second time in the Tri-Series 2020 competition on Saturday night. Should David Warner's side prevail at the MCG, it'll be the third win in a row after beating New Zealand in the opening match of the tournament. Australian golfer Jason Day goes into the weekend US PGA event at Pebble Beach in California, looking to make it two wins from two starts. The world number 10's victory at Torrey Pines 2 weeks ago has given Day confidence he can climb even higher up the rankings.
You know, it was nice to get the win at Torrey Pines. To be able to get that win early in the year, get my year started right. I really want to try and get out and win this week, because there are a lot of great players here. A win here could propel myself up in the world rankings pretty quickly. So that's the way that I want to start the year off, is that way.
The big match in the English Premier League sees 5th-placed Tottenham take on 6th-placed Arsenal in the North London derby. It's always a keenly fought contest, but with Champions League places also available to the top 5 finishing sides each season, it could go a long way to deciding which North London team misses out on a spot. SBS has live coverage of all the action from Wembley at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. In the A-League, Melbourne Victory meets Brisbane Roar on Friday evening, while top-placed Sydney FC travels to play third-placed Melbourne City on Saturday night. The rest of the round won't take place until the end of next week, with the women's final series taking centre stage on Saturday afternoon. Sydney FC and Newcastle will battle out their semi-final at 4:45. Then on Sunday afternoon at 4, Brisbane Roar and Melbourne City can test their semi. And finally, Northern Hemisphere Rugby Union. It's into round 2 of the Six Nations competition, with Ireland and Italy meeting in Dublin in the early hours of Sunday morning. That match will be followed by England's clash with Wales at Twickenham and Scotland's game against France at Murrayfield in Edinburgh.